A new documentary entitled Hledá se prezident, or Looking for President, offers an insight into the first ever direct Czech presidential election, which brought Miloš Zeman to Prague Castle. The behind-the-scenes film, which has just premiered in Czech cinemas, follows the candidates from the summer of 2012, when the campaign was just beginning, right up to the heated runoff vote in January. I spoke to the film's director, Tomáš Kudrna, and first asked him about his choice of material that made it to the final cut.
With this film, we are trying to bring a sort of a picture of this direct vote, so that people, let's say, in 3 or 5 years will have quite accurate picture what was important in this vote. So we thought, for example, that those problems around all these petitions or signatures and what was right, whether those mistakes in these signatures were somehow valuable or not. So this kind of episode appeared for us not so dramatically important. So we just dropped all these problems connected to this issue. So the idea was, what was important, what says something about this development of democracy and development of a direct vote?
Well, the vote was followed closely by most Czech media, including, of course, TV channels and online media, as well as, of course, Czech radio and other radio stations. So what does the film show that people could not really see?
We wanted to bring a picture of what was happening behind the scenes. So usually, the media, TV station, etc. So they were bringing something what was happening in front of the cameras. So usually we were filming either before the cameras were switched on or after the cameras were switched off, or scenes that were without the media, without cameras and without the journalists. So, for example, preparations or examinations or, trainings of the candidates and meetings with the people that were around.
How open and how accessible were the individual candidates?
From the beginning, we had a sort of deal with all of the candidates that we will film with them, but we will not show anything of the footage before the vote. And that somehow opened, the door for us, because the candidates were sure that we cannot influence the vote, and then it was much easier for us. But of course, there's sort of line or borderline that were also something that we couldn't cross. Still, there were some things and meetings and discussions that were really closed and really sort of classified that we just couldn't access. I think we have enough things that are also illustrating quite well, what was happening behind the scenes.
The film interestingly actually shows the difference between the individual approaches of the candidates. On one hand, you had this very professional approach of Jan Fischer, with all the media training and really professional campaign. On the other hand, this sort of informal campaign of Ms. Fischerová. Were these two at the extremes of the scope, would you say?
I think so. It seems to me that, every candidate was surrounded by a crowd of people that represented a sort of subculture. Like, for example, Vladimír Franz and his supporters were something really, really different than Jana Bobošíková and her team. But yes, that's true that Jan Fischer and Táňa Fischerová were sort of extremes. And it was something, in case of Táňa Fischerová, it was something sort of amateur, and people were not paid, and the campaign was really, really cheap. And the guys who were involved in organization of the meetings, etc. So they really did it in their free time, or they had to postpone their professional activities so that they could at least participate in this campaign.
Well, some of the scenes in the movie are rather funny or rather bizarre. For instance, when you follow the campaign trail of Ms. Bobošíková and you capture her riding on her bus, sort of speaking through the speakers to the people in the streets. Was it a bizarre experience for you as a filmmaker to follow the political process from so close up?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, interesting thing was that sometimes we saw the bizarreness of the scenes really on the spot. And some of them we just, you know, could discover as something bizarre later in the editing room. For example, Jana Bobošíková or Tanya Fischerová and her meeting with those sort of new age group people in a theater was also kind of bizarreness. And we were surprised, you know, that something like this could really happen and that people can really take it seriously.
Well, as the vote went into the second round, you of course followed the two candidates left in the race, Miloš Zeman, who eventually prevailed, and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. Well, how would you describe their relation, which must have come under heavy strain, of course, in the final days of the campaign, with the debates, with all the pressure, and of course all the lies that came from one camp, from Miloš Zeman, about the other?
Well, at the beginning of the second round, I had the feeling that there is sort of respect from, you know, both candidates. And Karel Schwarzenberg respected Miloš Zeman, and Miloš Zeman respected Karel Schwarzenberg as like a serious competitor in the vote. And then it slightly, you know, shifted or changed after this first debate on Czech TV channel, when Miloš Zeman brought this idea or issue of the Beneš decrees.
Miloš Zeman, first of all, let's talk about him a little bit, because that's, of course, it's a, you know, he won the vote, and also he is a very strong personality. In the movie, he is more often than not, I would say, is seen either looking for an ashtray or for a place to smoke, or having a drink, or being in a close vicinity of his teenage daughter. Is that what his real personality is really like, or do you think that was still some kind of pose?
Well, we were suspected that we were intentionally picking up scenes with Miloš Zeman looking for ashtray, or Miloš Zeman with the glass of wine, but there is no intention. You know, clearly, this edit and this film shows natural scenes. And we didn't want to show more often Miloš Zeman with sort of, you know, alcohol or a cigarette. So things as they are appearing in the film really happened, and there is no intention to, you know, make it worse or better.
Isn't it surprising that, what is he, 68-year-old politician, you know, a heavy drinker, but still can manage, you know, to run the campaign like that and win the vote, and for 2 weeks be under enormous stress? Is he really such a strong person to be able to drink every day from the morning and yet prevail in the vote?
I think so, yeah. He is quite, you know, experienced, and he's doing, you know, these things for a long time. So his body really is resistant to the alcohol. And he is in a sort of good shape. He had really a long time to relax, to prepare well for a campaign and for, you know, all the debates on various TV channels. And he, I think, this sort of state of his mind, this atmosphere of relaxing or relaxed guy really helped him, because then he was much more convincing when he was speaking to the microphone or in front of the cameras. So I would say he was sort of dominating person on various occasions.
That is very well illustrated in the movie. There's one point where all the candidates are waiting for one of the many debates. I think it was one of the debates that were held in the National Technical Library up in Praxis. And he sort of comes into the group of the candidates and immediately starts dominating everyone. Were they annoyed, the other ones? Or, you know, why none of them sort of found a weapon to counter this dominance coming, emanating from Miloš Zeman?
I think it's quite difficult to, you know, to compete in this with Miloš Zeman. And I think that this is not something that is really natural. I would say, at least that's my suspicion, that he is preparing, this sort of acting. I would say that when he is aware that the cameras are there, the photographers are there, and something will come out of the scene or of the, you know, event, then he shows, you know, this dominating aspect of his personality also for the cameras. At least that was, you know, what I saw.
Being so close to the candidates, did it in any way influence your own personal choice of candidate who you eventually voted for?
Definitely, yes. Because, you know, I was lucky in the sense that I could see them also when, you know, in scenes and moments when the cameras were switched off. So they started to behave naturally and say, you know, things and ideas that were really, you know, close to them. So I think that, you know, I had the chance to have a much more accurate picture of the candidates, and it also influenced my vote, definitely.
Well, Mr. Gudina, at the beginning you said that you wanted to show something about the character of Czech democracy and the state of the Czech society. So what do you think the direct vote showed about the Czech society and indeed the political scene that perhaps people didn't know before?
Well, frankly, I don't know yet, you know, because it's quite soon, right after finishing the movie. And I was so immersed in, you know, in all the events that I think I would need at least some time, a couple of weeks, just to breathe and get some distance from what I did. And maybe when I will see the film with fresh eyes, within 2 or 3 months, I will be able to, you know, say what this film really says about Czech democracy and Czech society.
That was Tomáš Kudrna speaking to Radio Prague's Jan Richter about the new documentary about the recent presidential elections.